Hey, thanks so much for listening to the Bryant Park Project from NPR News, online at npr.org/Bryant Park. I'm Allison Stewart.
And I'm Luke Burbank. Coming up, we'll talk to movie guy Daniel Holloway. He'll talk to us about a movie that he was not even allowed to see the preview of, which
doesn't always bode well.
Good thing or bad thing, I'm voting for terrible thing. But we'll find out. Also, he's going to talk to us about some movies he was allowed to see, which is important to his job as a movie critic.
But first, let's hear about today's top stories from the woman in the newscaster's chair today, our online editor, Laura Conaway.
This is NPR.
Thanks, guys. Good morning, everyone. Rescue workers say there are no survivors after an Atlas jet plane carrying 56 people crashed in southwestern Turkey just before it was supposed to land. Rescue workers reached the mountainous crash site after military helicopters spotted the wreckage of the airliner. The cause of the crash remains unknown. There's a new audio tape from Osama bin Laden. Here's NPR's Deborah Amos.
The Arabic language channel Al Jazeera broadcast short excerpts of a tape reportedly from the head of Al-Qaeda. Directed towards Europeans, the message urged them to change their leaders' policies in Afghanistan, calling on them to end military cooperation with the U.S. Al Jazeera broadcast the audio tape as part of a news report. When bin Laden's last message was broadcast on Al Jazeera, bin Laden's followers complained on websites that the Arabic language channel had misrepresented his message and its meaning. In that message, bin Laden was quoted as saying Islamist militants in Iraq had made mistakes in their tactics. He called on them to unite. Al-Qaeda had announced through websites that a new message was coming a few days ago.
That's NPR's Deborah Amos. A British schoolteacher working in Sudan will serve 15 days in jail for insulting Islam. Jillian Gibbons let her 7-year-old students name a teddy bear Muhammad. Gibbons could have faced 6 months in jail and 40 lashes. The British government is still hopping mad over the case. 28 retired generals and admirals are saying it's time to let gay people serve in the U.S. military. They'll release a letter today calling for the repeal of Don't Ask, Don't Tell, the 14-year-old law banning gays from the armed forces. The former brass say there are now 65,000 gay men and lesbians in the service and more than 1 million gay veterans. A Pentagon spokesman tells the New York Times there are no plans to change the policy. Rudy Giuliani says the press is doing a hit job on his personal life. That's after reports the GOP presidential hopeful used public money to pay for his private time, special private time, with his future wife, Judith Nathan. New York City Comptroller Bill Thompson accuses the former mayor of bringing his security guards along for the couple's romantic getaways to the Hamptons and then billing obscure city agencies for their expenses. El Presidente Permanente? No, 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 say the thousands who packed the streets of Caracas Thursday. They were protesting a referendum that would let Venezuelan President Hugo Chavez run for re-election as many times as he likes. The measure would give Chavez much more power while also increasing aid to the poor and shortening the workday. Police are expecting a pro-Chavez march today. The vote happens on Sunday. Brett Favre is waking up sore today. The Green Bay Packers quarterback separated his left shoulder in a loss to the Cowboys last night. Favre has made 249 consecutive starts. That's the longest streak by an NFL quarterback by far. Favre has 10 days to recover before his next scheduled start. That's the news for now. The news is always online at npr.org.
This is NPR.
Thanks, Laura.
Thank you very much, Laura.